Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Wild Griever Podcast GTA. Just as a quick reminder, head on over to Wild Griever Show GTA over on YouTube and subscribe. There we play GTA and have a lot of fun. We do live sessions every Monday, so please tune in for those if you can. Things usually kick off at around 8:30, 9 o'clock, depending on how quickly I can get my son to bed. Feel free to join in the comments section, or even better, add me up on PSN if you're a PlayStation player. The name is Wild Griever, and come and play with us. We do mainly races, but we're also doing a lot of death matches this month. We've got a couple of competitions coming up to any UK listeners, but we also like to see race submissions from people from all around the world. And you know, if it's good, we'll take a look and we will review the race with our resident commentator Dick Fitinha. Now today I want to talk about what type of activities I'd love to see come to GTA Online, or possibly the next GTA 6. Now we've got a lot of activities already in GTA, and what I mean by activities are those things like leisure activities, kind of like golfing. I know we had darts and bowling in GTA 4. I think bowling is sorely missed, actually. I'm pretty sure I'd play bowling if it was in GTA Online. But there's a couple of things that I think they could add just to give the game a bit more variety. I mean, you know, GTA is known for its variety. That's why we all love it. But there's a few different types of activities I think we could see. The main ones that come to my mind are the lack of extreme sports. So, you know, being able to do something like skateboarding or rollerblading, I know it has long been touted by many people as a feature they'd love to see. Now, we're not expecting it to be, you know, a skate kind of level of detail, or Tony Hawk's or whatever other skating game you want to reference, but they could do something with it. And actually, it's something Rockstar have dabbled with. If you've ever played Bully, or Candice Canameda, as it's known here in the UK, then they actually had skateboarding in that. You know, the main character, Jimmy Hopkins, he had a skateboard. I think you could do just kind of ollies and various things. There wasn't too many tricks in there. But they've done the mechanic before. It worked really well. And actually, you might start to see a blossoming kind of skater community develop online, just like you've had with the kind of biker community that you see, the lowrider communities and various others. Now, GTA's always had quite a large expanse of water on pretty much all of its maps, and GTA 5 has probably got the most detailed. We know that you know, they've mapped quite a lot of the underwater in GTA 5, but to be honest, not many people go exploring it, so they need to give people a few more incentives to get under there. So I'd like to see more access to scuba diving equipment. Maybe you can get scuba diving equipment online, but I've not come across it. I don't know about you. Obviously, we have got the submarines and things like that, but I'd love to see like sunken treasure missions, you know, more kind of reasons for getting down there. Any kind of CEO missions where you actually have to go underwater, and then have adversaries underwater as well. So have the harpoon gun or various other methods, maybe a machete that you could take down there, and just really, you know, give us more reasons to get down in the deep, you know. And then on the surface of the water, I'd love to see things like water skiing, wakeboarding, paragliding. There was a game on the PS2, I forget the name of the famous wakeboarder it was named after. I want to say Sean something Murray, probably not right, but it was a wakeboarding game. It was really, really cool, actually. You know, you were able to kind of get towed along behind a boat. You're doing loads of cool tricks. But also, you could have a two-player mode where somebody controls the boat. But imagine, you know, most speedboats you go on, if there was an option where your passenger could choose to do one of those kind of sports behind you, I think that would, you know, add another activity that a lot of people would get involved in. But you could even make kind of races or trick kind of style games around it as well. And you know, you could also even have kind of death matches, but imagine shooting an Uzi while on a water ski or something. I think that could be a lot of fun. The tennis mini game was all right. I think maybe people played it once or twice and then got bored of it, but I think But if you remember, Rockstar actually made a pretty cool ping pong game back in the day, and I'd love to see them bring that back. Again, it'd probably be one of those things where people would try it for a little bit, but then maybe get bored of it. But fuck it, you've done it before. It can't be that hard to add it in, surely. They also really need to introduce wingsuits. I mean, parachuting in GTA is just fucking great, but wingsuiting would take it to another level. Imagine getting real close to Chilliad as you kind of just rocket through the fucking sky. We've seen it in games like Just Cause 3. It's a really fun mechanic. Come on, Rockstar, do it. I also really like the introduction of video games, and I think video games have been in quite a few different iterations of GTA. There was video games in Bully as well. I think the last one was Cross the Line, which they made into a 3D version with a deadline mode. More type of video games. I think the multiplayer style games are really cool. Maybe in the next GTA we could have an arcade that we go to where we get to sample lots of different types of games. That would be really cool. And also, I've seen quite a lot of people make kind of parkour style user created content online. I'd love to see Rockstar work on the climbing mechanic for next time. I know in GTA 4 you could actually hang on a ledge, which was quite useful. Also, just being able to jump a bit better would probably make it a bit more fun. If your character had a bit more agility about them, then, you know, parkouring and exploring the kind of skyline or, you know, the rooftops of buildings would be probably a bit more enticing, a bit more fun. But they're all the ones that I can think of. I'd love to hear what you guys think about my suggestions, or if you have any ideas of different types of activities that you guys would like to see in the next GTA or GTA Online. Maybe there's activities you've thought about that you want to see in Red Dead Redemption 2. Let me know. And speak to you next time. Peace.